Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, good morning, Jack. What can you tell us about Emma?
You guys have to tell me. I haven't heard from her for like a week and a half. Okay. That's why I called you guys.
Well, we'll do the best we can. I mean, how did you guys meet originally?
So I decided to be a little social and go to the neighborhood coffee place and sit down and read. And, you know, I saw her from across the way and we started flirting here and there and I asked her out.
Good. So this was over the course, Jack, of then a couple of trips to the coffee shop.
Yeah, did you see her multiple times?
Yeah, maybe 2 or 3, I would say.
Okay. Cool. And then you ask her out, and did you go, like, straight to lunch or dinner or something, or what?
No. I asked her to dinner, and we went out over the weekend. We went, we had a barbecue.
Nice. Where'd you go?
Oh, Famous Dave, of course. You're going to do barbecue. You gotta you have to do it right.
There Why not?
All right. I will say that's a little bit, that's risky for a first date. I mean, like, the barbecue,
Why?
Like, well, I mean, if you spill something or
it's
she
messy.
Does. It's messy. It can be messy. It's a little.
But that can make it fun, though, right, Jack?
Yeah, we were actually laughing because we needed bibs. Oh, my God.
It's getting sloppy up in here.
Funny.
All right. So did you, so, you know, that's perfect because you can both go home and shower.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Yeah. Actually, that's what we did.
Oh, wow.
No, come on now.
Really?
Seriously,
wait,
yeah.
Did you go, because you live close, did you go, or I guess that was the coffee shop, and you were at Famous Dave's. Did you go to your place or her place?
We went to my place. it was fun, but she had to leave crazy early to get ready for her friend's bridal shower, which is, okay.
Another
different type of shower.
All right, so,
oh my God!
Okay,
awesome.
So we just have a moment here because we gotta see if we can call Emma. How did you leave things, Jack, with her?
I texted her the next day and say I had a great time, but I didn't hear anything from her.
There's nothing that makes you think, you know. I mean, she was going to get back to you. You had no reason to think otherwise, right?
No, not at all. And I let her stand under the water. I was the one in the back of the shower freezer.
All right, well, this is where we come in.
Oh, man.
It's amazing to me that you even need our help. But,
yeah.
Jack, we're going to call Emma, and we're going to get the details on why she's apparently blowing you off, and how does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. You got it, Jack.
Hello?
Emma.
Yes?
Hi, Emma. Please don't hang up. It's not a spam call or a sales call. This is Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. And we were asked to call you by a listener of our show, Jack, because we do a segment called Second Date Update where we call and try to find out why two people haven't gone out on a second date after an apparent great first date. Would you mind telling us why you are ghosting Jack?
I don't know. I'd rather not. I don't want to have flashbacks.
Flashbacks like with from your date?
Yeah.
Okay, is it because he's a messy eater?
Well, it was barbecue.
Yeah. So. No, he told us about the barbecue. And what? Can you just tell us what happened after? It's not the if it's not the barbecue, is it because you went back to his place?
Yeah. I mean, we had a great time at dinner, so we went back to his place.
Yeah.
And I had to get up super early, so I woke up at sunrise, and there were all these eyes staring at me, and it really freaked me out.
Eyes like, are we like art or something like that?
Does he like paintings or what?
His entire room is surrounded by aquariums full of huge tropical fish.
Aquariums that you didn't notice them the night before?
It was dark. It was kind of, you know, like, it was one of those tumble into bed.
I told you I was into tropical fish. I told you this.
What? Oh,
okay, so yes. What we didn't tell you, Em, is Jack is listening because he called us originally, and he's on the phone with us this morning. Jack, what's the deal with all the fish?
It's my hobby. I wanted to get into breeding the fish. It's actually very profitable, too.
Sorry, nothing can explain 18 tags of giant fish staring at me in your bedroom. That is so creepy.
I will say this. I'm kind of on your side, Emma. I dated, it was a kind of a overnight date. Play date. And the woman had, and we lived in the same apartment complex, which made it a little awkward. But she had, I kid you not, 400 Victorian dolls in her bedroom.
Oh, man.
No, it was.
They're all staring at you.
It's like judging. Are you going to call? Right. And this was a Everybody Loves Raymond episode. I don't know if anybody ever even remembers it, but there was a terrarium episode where the woman was into frogs and was Raymond found her eating live flies. Yes. So I'm kind of on your side. It's a little too much for you, Emma.
Yeah, it's too much.
I told you about the aquarium the night before. Too much. What's the problem? Didn't you hear the sound of the filters?
I thought it was maybe, you know, one of those Zen fountain things. I didn't know it was an entire aquarium in your room.
And Emma, you really, the fish were actually staring back at you, because I consider fish not, you know, when I think of like the Disney movie with Dory and Bruce the shark and
Finding Nemo,
I don't think of those fish staring back at you. I just think that they're kind of into their own thing, swimming around, just trying to see where they're going.
Oh, they were staring.
Oh, my God. It sounds creepy.
What's the big deal? What's the big deal?
How many fish are we talking about here, Jack?
Dozens or hundreds?
17.
It was 100.
So like 10?
Yeah, roughly 300.
Wow.
That's a lot of fish.
Yeah. Hey, could you put the aquariums? I mean, it's going to be hard to move them, but can you put them someplace other than your bedroom?
No, absolutely not. No. If she can't support my hobby, then I don't want to date her anyway.
I don't blame you either, Jack. This is an impasse that I don't think we're going to be able to get around. You got too many fish, and she doesn't like it.
Exactly. Why would I change when there's more fish in the sea?
Oh, snap.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Emma, obviously not a second date here from you either.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, sorry we couldn't put you guys.
I always thought barbecue and fish went together pretty well as a good combo.
You got the turf, but you didn't get the surf. Right? All right. Listen.
It's surf and turf.
Guys, we wish you both all the best. This is somehow, you know, this is the way it turns out sometimes, but thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Listen back to Thunder and PT at 1029thewolf.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.